بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا غم تن کو خوشی سے باز رکھتا ہے، غم تن کو خوشی سے باز رکھتا ہے. حضرت عبداللہ حفیظ رحمتہ اللہ سے دیکھ گریف سیڈنس اٹ کیپس اے پرسن اوے فرام ہیپینس، خوشی ایکسیسو ہیپینس اٹ کیپس اے پرسن away from excessive happiness. It controls one's happiness. There's always a block in any happiness one experiences in the dunya. Happiness is only in the akhirah, in Jannah. There's no true happiness here in this dunya. People become forgetful of the akhirah, forgetful of the maut and the qabr and the reckoning hisab in the akhirah, and they plunge fully into this dunya, and then they become recklessly happy and indulge in enjoyment, and as a result become completely forgetful of Allah Ta'ala, forgetful of the akhirah. So for that reason he says that gham, in other words, gham is also necessary. Mashaykh says that gham, that grief, it is a shortcut to unto Allah Ta'ala, to gain the proximity, the nearness to of Allah Ta'ala. Sadness, that thing, grief, it is a shortcut, and it the effect of it, of grief, is profound, is better and quicker than the effects of mujahada and struggling even against the nafs. You know, the results are quicker and swifter and better. That reason comes in Hadith Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala Himself speaks and He says, "Ana indal mulqasati qulubuhum," that I am by those whose hearts are grief-stricken, whose hearts are broken. I am by them. I am near to them. Comes in the Hadith. Inna Allah ma kulli qalbin hazinin. That verily, Allah Ta'ala is with every grieving heart. Allah Ta'ala is there, and when the heart is overcome, overwhelmed with worldly happiness, then it comes also, I think the Mashaykh is, and Shaitan is there. Shaitan is by that person who is overwhelmed by worldly happiness, his worldly possessions, his wealth, and other worldly possessions makes him forgetful of the akhirah. How is it possible for insan to be really happy when he knows that maut is stalking him any time he will have to depart from this dunya? Hazrat Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullah said, "Idha ahabba abdan akthara ghammahu bi tadhakkuri akhiratihi wa taqsirihi fi amri dinihim." That when Allah Ta'ala loves a banda, when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, then Allah Ta'ala increases what? Allah Ta'ala increases his grief, his sadness. Allah Ta'ala creates such circumstances for him where he becomes sad, and as a result of it, he withdraws more and more from the dunya. He severs his worldly ties increasingly and inclines more to the akhirah, and he derives solace and comfort in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And his heart becomes constricted in company and in association with people. This is the manipulation of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala wants to bring a banda closer to him, then Allah Ta'ala creates such episodes, such ways, such means, such circumstances which brings grief to him. When a person is getting in grief and sadness, he must not lose himself. He must not lose himself and think this is the end of the world. Something is happening, something very sad has happened. No, if there is goodness in that also. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَوْ شَيْعًا وَخَيْرُ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you dislike something, Allah Ta'ala says. But in reality, it is good for you. It is good for you. So the Fusayl bin Iyas, he says, that Allah Ta'ala, how He creates a thing, a gham, grief in a person, Allah Ta'ala creates in him the realization of the Akhirat. More and more he thinks of the Akhirat now. It comes in his heart, it overwhelms him. Fear of the Akhirat, fear of mort. How am I going to leave this dunya? How someone asked her, Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayhim, why we see, if I ever last, we just see you just crying. Despite all the ibadat, night and day she's involved in ibadat, and then also you cry the thing, so much the thing. She said that I do not know what will be my end. If you can give me a guarantee that my ruh will leave my body with iman, and if you can give me a guarantee that my name amal, my book of records on the day of Qiyamah will be given in my right hand, and if you can give me a guarantee that I will cross through Sirat, the priest safely over Jahannam and reach Jannat, then I will stop crying. How is it possible, the thing, to stop crying and stop worrying with all these fears? Fears settled on a person. So Allah Ta'ala, what He does, Allah Ta'ala creates that in a person, the real tawfiq to understand the thing, how short life is and how dangerous the journey ahead is. Many, many dangerous valleys to cross from the time of mort and in barzakh, Allah Ta'ala creates that. And in another way, fi taksiri fi amli dinim. And the man, then he gets the realization of the deficiencies of his own amal, his own amal in his dini matters. Now we're careless, we just perform our salat haphazardly, our psalm, our ibadat. In any way, it doesn't dawn upon us, occur to us that there are so many faults and deficiencies in our ibadah that it's not fit to be presented unto Allah Ta'ala. As it comes in the hadith, that when a person performs his salat haphazardly, and then the salat, it proceeds like upwards for acceptance, for qubuliyat. When it reaches the asman, the heavens, the doors are closed for it. And the farishta takes it and they wrap it up as if he is wrapping a dirty cloth, and he strikes it onto the face of that person. It is rejected. So when there are so many deficiencies in our ibadah, yet we are happy, we don't understand it. Why? We are not in the habit of contemplating and thinking what we're doing, what we are doing, our actions, our speech, etc. We do not think what we are doing, what we are saying. So that person gains now the realization of the deficiencies of his amal. And the more he tries to perfect his amal, the more he understands how imperfect his amal. And he continues in this manner. Continues, yes, Allah Ta'ala. Wa'budu hatta yatiqal yaqeen. Then you must continue the struggle, sibadat, until yaqeen, until mort comes. So as long as you continue the struggle until mort, then you are on the right track. When you abandon the struggle and you plunge fully into the dunya, then you know that you have lost now the battle here against the nafs and against shaitan.